From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, President Obama is defending the merits of a framework nuclear deal reached with Iran.
Iran will face strict limitations on its program, and Iran has also agreed to the most robust and intrusive inspections.
Mr. Obama said Thursday he's convinced that if the preliminary deal leads to a final comprehensive agreement, it would make the world safer. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif was Iran's chief negotiator on the framework deal.
I hope that at the end of this process, we will all show that through dialogue and engagement with dignity, we can, in fact, resolve problems, open new horizons, and move forward.
Under the deal, Iran would cut its uranium enrichment program in exchange for relief from sanctions that have damaged their economy. Iran and the so-called P5+1 countries will now move towards working out the details of the framework into a final deal by a June 30th deadline. Yemeni officials say Shiite Houthi rebels and their allies fought their way through the center of Aden on Thursday and seized the presidential palace in the key southern port city. The capture of Aden, the last remaining stronghold of those backing Yemen's president, Abdel Rabo Mansour Hadi, would mark a setback for the Saudi-led coalition, which has been trying and carrying out airstrikes for more than a week across Yemen. Earlier on Thursday, al-Qaeda militants stormed a prison in southern Yemen and freed 300 inmates. This is VOA News. Gunmen armed with rocket-propelled grenades attacked several military checkpoints in Egypt's southern Sinai on Thursday, killing at least 15 soldiers as well as two civilians. Dozens of others were wounded. There was no claim of responsibility. Kenyan officials say 147 people are confirmed dead after Al-Shabaab militants attacked a university in eastern Kenya. VOA's Gabe Joslow has details.
The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, which began shortly before dawn at Garissa University College. Security officials say gunmen stormed the campus, killing two guards before taking over a section of the residence halls and holding some students hostage. Kenyan military forces battled the militants for most of the day. Kenyan authorities said four of the assailants were killed and one arrested during operations. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Two New York City women accused of trying to build a homemade bomb to launch a terrorist attack in the United States, being held without bond. During their initial court appearance on Thursday, a federal complaint revealed that alleged Islamic State sympathizers, Noel Valencias and Asia Siddiqui, were arrested on charges of conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. Prosecutors say undercover investigators determined the women were plotting to attack police, government, or military targets based on their violent jihadist beliefs. Authorities say the public was never in danger. If convicted, both defendants face a maximum sentence of life in prison. German prosecutors said Thursday that the co-pilot suspected of deliberately flying a Germanwings jet into the French Alps searched online for information on suicide and cockpit door security in the days before the crash.
Danach hat sich der Nutzer zum einen mit medizinischen Behandlungsmethoden.
German prosecutor, the public prosecutor Christoph Kumpa, says he was also concerned about medical procedures and informed himself about the suicide methods. Prosecutors say they found the information on a computer tablet in the Dusseldorf apartment of 27-year-old Andreas Lubitz. Prosecutors say he deliberately crashed the plane into a mountainside in a remote part of southeastern France, killing himself and 149 others on board. Searchers at the crash site said Thursday they had recovered the second black box, the flight data recorder, with crucial technical information from nearly every instrument on the plane. It could provide clues, they say, to the flight's final minutes. You can get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.